Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper People Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now Oxfam Straight Talkers return to Canberra for Wiyi Yani Yuthangani, I hope the pronunciation right, National Summit. And that's from the strong cultural side of Annie June Oscar. Well, we're going to catch up a yarn with Carly Forrest, who's consultant on the line. Carly, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm doing well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, so my mob is Menindanji mob from West Queensland, Roma, Landers, Anderson family connection out that way, and I live here on the Sunshine Coast on Gubbi 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 country, have lived here since I was 3 years old, so a long time now.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, my sister. Beautiful footprint, and big shout out to all your mob there. So the National Summit, look, thank you, leading away by Social Justice Commissioner Annie June Oscar. No significant time in the inaugural summit. So tell us about the summit. Give us a bit of background, please, and what people can expect.
Yeah, so when Annie June was named into the role of Social Justice Commissioner, she actually put this body of work forward as a major piece, which was to really hear the voice of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women from all across the country, get what their experience was firsthand. Mm. And I was part of those initial consultations when they came through Brisbane back in around 2018 from my memory. And you know, we went there and we did a full day of workshopping, and we just gave our experience across the board of everything, every facet of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women and experience in this country. And you know, that was the first body of work that has really been focused across the board, because you know, we've got things that are focused in on work, education, domestic violence, different parts and sectors that affect women in this country, but this really encompassed everything. Grassroots mob to professional women, you know, women in the political sphere, CEO, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in those highest levels of organisations. And then, you know, our aunties, mothers, grandmothers on country, in remote communities, nobody was left out of this conversation. So that body of work occurred, and a report was released a couple of years ago, and that outlined the experiences, the next steps. And they'd always identified that the getting together of women into this national summit would be the culmination of this body of work, which has been Annie June Oscar's pinnacle body of work that she produced in this role for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. So that's where the summit sort of came about, and it was to speak of the next steps, you know, go through that framework and the implementation and where we would be going next. And, you know, when this body of work started out, it was the thought that maybe an advisory committee to government would be formed as part of this. But now when we get there and we were at the summit, what's been announced is that it's actually grown so much bigger than that. And, you know, there is actually going to be an Institute for First Nations Gender, Justice and Equality.
I've got goosebumps here, Carly. That's fantastic. I've got goosebumps here. And look, leading the way.
Yeah, you know, pretty amazing outcome.
Exactly.
And a really big, you know, next step. And
yeah, for sure.
This will be a legacy and this will continue. And,
exactly.
You know, the summit has been a once-in-a-generation piece of work to be a part of.
And, look, it's a beautiful platform. And
look,
can you hear me? Hello? No, I'll get Carly back. Carly, that's Carly Yana were there with Sister Carly Forrest and talking about the Oxfam Straight Talkers return to Canberra for the Awiyani U Thangani National Summit. So it's a conference for First Nation women across this country, and it's fantastic. So we'll get Carly back and continue that yarn, and that is led by Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Ani June Oscar AO. So fantastic, beautiful space. We'll get Carly back. Was having a deadly yarn with Carly Forrest and talking about the National Summit for our deadly sisters out there, First Nation women. Carly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Caught everything you said. Look, so fantastic. And like I said, hats off to Ani June Oscar, AO, and the work that she's doing. So passionate about it. But it becomes a powerful platform, and this becomes an annual event. You're saying that, and it should be that way inclined for all our First Nation women to be at the table and converse about going forward and in all facets, whether it be culture, whether it be business, whether it be an auntie, a mother, a grandmother. It's powerful, isn't it?
That's right, exactly, Trev. So powerful. And in prelude to the summit, they actually had a one full day youth workshop. And at the end of the conference, the youth presented their...
For young girls, was that Carly?
Yeah, it was. Yes. I think it was 18 to 25 year olds were invited to do the pre-summit before the official conference started, and worked through everything and capturing their voice from that young women under 25 perspective. And it was just so amazing to hear from them and their findings. And I can tell you that all of our futures in safe hands with deadly young women like that.
Yes. Well, success breeds success. That's the thing I'm picking up there, you know, and leading from the front. And, let's throw it out there. Girls can do anything, you know. And we need more of our sisters in the leadership roles, you know, whether it be business owners, whether it be chairpersons, whether it be MPs, member of parliament. But we're having our black sisters there leading from the front. That's got to be a must.
Definitely, that's right. And one of the honourable Maori ministers actually delivered a really great quote to us during her keynote, and it said, "If you haven't got a seat at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to decision making."
There it is.
And you know, I think that just really stood out to a lot of us, and none of us want to be on the menu.
Well, exactly, and that's a beautiful statement, isn't it? And it puts you in the action mode, doesn't it?
No one's eating me.
I'm going full on.
That's right.
That is too deadly. So, Carly, what are you doing with yourself now? You're a consultant. Tell us your background, sister, before I let you go, and what you're doing with yourself now.
Yeah, so I've spent the last 12 years working in higher education in the vet sector, and I have a bachelor degree in business management, HR and marketing. So I've always worked in that marketing engagement space. I've worked both in mainstream roles, but also roles for mob. And it's just been, you know, a wonderful breadth of experience. And I'm now back, and I'm on a pathway to hopefully undertake my PhD within the next year. And to do that, I'm doing some coursework, postgraduate research study, and have set myself up on a consultancy, with a consultancy. So really what I'm focused on doing, and, you know, I want to work across all areas and provide mob with those skills to help grow and scale their business. So I've gotten a lot of those mainstream business management, HR, marketing skills, which, you know, sometimes our mob, when they're starting out, we're so entrepreneurial by nature, and we've got all these wonderful ideas and we can execute things. But sometimes it's that, you know, code switching and walking into that business world and understanding exactly what you need to set up your business structure, how to, you know, deliver your business, market your business, all of those bits and pieces, get grants, write grants, which is, you know, a particular formula. And I've had experience with that in my roles working in higher education in the vet sector. So I want to be able to give back those skills and help Indigenous business owners and entrepreneurs to grow and scale their business and, you know, be successful in getting grant money and set up really good processes. So that's what I sort of put myself out there. My research I'm looking at doing is specifically around Indigenous branding. So we've had a really big growth in retailers partnering with Indigenous artists to bring out co-branded products. So we've seen it in Myers, Australia Post, David Jones, Officeworks, these big national retailers are now seeing the value in authentically co-branding product ranges putting it out there to mainstream. So in my PhD, and there's nobody doing any research on this because it is, you know, a fairly new part of the Indigenous arts market, arts sector. So it's I want to see how it's impacting our mob, how, you know, what their experience has been in these collaborations. Has it been genuine, fair? And, you know, how they've utilised social media to promote and grow and increase engagement with consumers across the board for those who have engaged in these types of partnerships. So that's sort of where my focus is now and what I'm looking at doing. I kind of feel I've given my time to the system, and I want to give it, you know, utilise those skills that I've gained and acquired through that to give back to Mob and help build Mob up.
Well, exactly, and it's leading from the front, and in my eyes, you are a professor, so you just keep doing what you're doing, Carly. Fantastic.
Thank you, Jess.
And it's about leading from the front, and you know, giving our mob out there, like I said, who are entrepreneurs, a pathway, so to speak. I've always said that we are wealthy just being, you know, for being black. We just got to get proactive, get our skin in the game, you know, and be at the table.
Yeah, and you know, these systems, especially business and commercial systems, have been built to exclude us, and it's really our time to rise up and, you know, claim our rightful place, because we, you know, we come with so much wealth of knowledge, traditional knowledge, and all that underpinning ancestral knowledge that comes with us every day and what we walk and you know, how we walk through life. So,
The business people of the world and the big companies, what have you, it's a great investment. If they are there to make money, you know what I mean? Investing in Indigenous art or our space, that brings more money to the table.
That's right. And we come with this wealth of intellectual, cultural knowledge that nobody, you know, can take from us. It's like our inherent right as, you know, deadly black followers. And they want that. They want that. Exactly. They want to commercialise that and that. But, you know, they need to walk beside us and listen to us and, you know, treat our mob and build our mob up with the respect that we all deserve.
Well, we say welcome to the 21st century for 60,000 years. We're here.
That's right.
My sister, good yarning with you, Carly. Thank you so very much. Keep doing you. All the best, and we'll keep in touch.
Chris. Thank you so much, Trevor. May I just throw in there to say a big thank you to Oxfam Australia and the Straight Talk. I was involved in that program in 2013, and to be able to have the opportunity to, you know, apply for sponsorship to attend the National Summit has been amazing. Reconnect with a strong group of 10 women who are from all different years, alumni years of Straight Talk, was amazing, and to hear their stories and be inspired. And I really appreciate Oxfam for this support.
Beautiful words. Thank you, my sister. You take care.
Thank you, Trev. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Carly.
Bye.
Deadly young, beautiful young there. That's Carly Forrest, and a consultant in her own right now, and stepping into the marketing form and business and promoting business to our black people, the entrepreneurs, so to speak, of the 21st century. To Deadly, have you seen Yana Strong? Added the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
60s, I've been in the desert. And every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the song for a people we always lead by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Valley Spring with a wife and a family and my island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. In the evening when the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain, I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding a long tethered spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home, is waiting for me. For I come from the saltwater people, we always live by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs, with a wife and a family.
Good afternoon, Cairns,
and my island home.
We're here with Rudy, and we're on TV.
My island home.
Happy Friday.
My island home
had a wonderful week and
is waiting for me
again. But that song that you just
heard is the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. I'm holding that long tail spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home.
To fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you.
An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you.
An addiction that
girls, you know how we do, yeah.
Just tell them don't worry about us, cause we got that vibe and we got that
okay,
trust.
Okay, okay, yeah, you give me that vibe, yeah. And it's enough to get higher, yeah. So I'ma tell them don't worry about us, cause we got that vibe and we got that trust, yeah. You know you the one, yeah, you got it all. Don't need to meet me outside, I'll be at the door. We might cruise to the night, sit up city lights. Like I'm diamond, you are, why you
when
so
I try to get yeah. you off my mind, these feelings I've been trying to hide.
I get high just from the thought of you.
An addiction that I really, really like, and yeah. I can't control.
I'ma ring your line like, baby, what you tryna do? I'ma pick you up and in my Ranger will cruise. Let's go, Sister Fefe is the name. I'll be kicking back, I ain't playing no games. But hold up, one sec, let me tell you something quick. That first little vest, yeah, I know it was sick. What I'm really tryna do is bring you over to the bay. We gon' party all night, sleep all day. But see, if you want, we can have it your way. Take a walk down the beach and just smile all day. We'll sit next
into a buoy that'll keep us warm while we dance the night away and listen to this song. Put your hands up on my waist as I want it like that. Cause see, we got that vibe, we just got it like that. I'ma be his ride or die, and that's a fact. Together forever, baby, as we said in our pack. Roses are red, and I made a wish. See you were fast on your jijas Christmas list. Take you back to my boomba, that's my crib. Drink a little Henny, maybe just a sip. See, you can be my yaba for life. You can give me that ring, and you can call me your wife. See, we gon' be alright, we gon' be okay. Shout out to this track, my bottom
when
on me.
When I yeah. try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control. When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control. When I try to get you off my mind, I can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that can't seem to fight these feelings I've been trying to hide. I can't hide just from the thought of you. An addiction that I really, really like, and I can't control.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Look at First Nation News. Former PM Julia Gillard announces Beyond Blue support for Indigenous voice to Parliament as Ken White joins board. Beyond Blue Chair and former Prime Minister Julia Gillard has announced the National Mental Health Organisation will wholeheartedly support the yes vote for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Other news here. Rescuers discover shoes nappy in search of four children missing in the Amazon after plane crash. Four Indigenous children lost in the Colombian Amazon since a plane crashed almost a month ago are believed to still be alive, the military said, as the search continued Monday in treacherous terrain. Other news here, ABC has made emotional the central driver of debate in Australia, including on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. ABC was so dishonest and frankly hypocritical in response to the grant matter. It intentionally connected legitimately scrutiny to racist abuse, and making emotion dominant in politics and discourse is always a bad move. It leads to dreadful and needless destruction and bitter polarisations. At the moment, the left dominates politics and culture throughout the West. It seems it spends its energies not on old-fashioned issues of working-class living standards, increased social opportunity, or even enhanced racial equality. Rather, they live in and breathe in the toxic swamplands of identity politics centred on gender, sexuality, and a critical race theory view of race. So that's the news there from ABC. Sister here, Lydia Thorpe, exposed there isn't a universal Indigenous view on The Voice. Sky News reporter Carolyn Marcus says Lydia Thorpe has exposed that there isn't a universal Indigenous view on The Voice to Parliament referendum. There's a lot of discontent among people, Miss Marcus told Sky News host Paul Murray. Other news here, Labor MP Tim Watts overcome with emotion over family history and voice to Parliament. A MP has revealed how his colonial family history has pushed him to support the voice to Parliament in an emotional address. They're the headlines for First Nation News today. Have your say in Yarn Upstrong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. Love to hear what you've got to say. Too deadly.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ooh. you're not understanding my part. Won't you just take a little more time to listen? You said you needed to get away, so you left, traveled away on the next boat. I thought, can we really be living in another life, live another life? Baby, why? Say when all you've got,
all you got,
this game you play, baby. What,
baby, what
can I say when you're turning your back away? Please won't you hold me tight? No more lonely nights. Lord, whisper your name in my ear.
We
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call and send that daily number 1-800-422-416. All right, now from Ranger to talking to the UN in Rome, we're going to talk with Delhi brother now, Malachi Johnson, who's a ranger, as I stated, and talking to the UN Rome. He did that last year and going again and got the brother on the line. A very good morning, Malachi. How are you, bro?
Good morning, Trev. I'm very good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Now, thank you for coming, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, my mob is Grand Grand people from Bundaberg, Gladstone, PCCC region.
And now you're talking at the UN. Well, you did that last year, and the talk was so deadly, they want you back. Tell us how this all came about, how long you've been a ranger, and how what work you're doing now, and what gave you the pathway to speaking at the UN in Rome, brother.
No worries, brother. So, I was a ranger for off and on. Like, so I did, 3 years on, then had a break, another 3 years there, down on country there, an Indigenous Land and Sea Ranger. And I saw a massive gap, in the space there where, us Murray fellows were just doing the dirty work for white government, they wanted to send us Murrays out to bush, act like we're still picking innies or something, and I thought, well, how can I change this so, we actually get to care for country rather than, doing game of work, mowing lawns or, looking after roundabouts, that's not caring for country.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to some mentors of mine, Malcolm Mann, who's a Darnable fella, and he's my mentor, and he said, hey, bud, well, you got to change legislation, you got to understand policy, you got to understand governance. So I hung up the ranger boots, and I traded for the business attire to sit behind a desk and read a lot and lots and lots of policy plans and whatnot, and so that's where I'm now managing the TUMRA. So the TUMRA is an acronym for Traditional Use of Marine Resource Agreements.
Yes.
And that's an agreement with local federal, federal and state government and the local traditional owners. In this case, I live in Rockhampton, working for Malcolm now as my, mentor.
Mm.
He's my mentor. So I work for him managing their sea country now. So
fantastic,
I think, going from ranger to sitting behind a desk understanding policy, I really got a knack for it. And I saw that there was more gaps, not only statewide and nationwide, but there's gaps overseas in the global stage, in the global area.
Yes.
And then another brother boy who hooked me up with that, I was a proxy for Dwayne Fraser, very well-known brother on the reef.
Yes.
Dwayne did his term in the global Indigenous Youth Caucus there, and then he went on to bigger and better things, and he passed it on to me. So that's how I got into that space. And obviously through hard work as well, endless hours of reading, presenting, and, making sure we had a voice there for TOs on the reef.
Yeah.
And, brother, so from that, I got an opportunity to go over. I got voted in as a focal point for the Pacific region. Mm. So there's three focal points, the other two focal points are from Hawaii, and I'm the only Australian, Indigenous Good. Australian anyway.
Indigenous
and,
Australian, yep.
Yeah, brother, we got the opportunity to go to Rome last year to launch the campaign, the Indigenous Food Campaign and Indigenous Youth Campaign.
Yes.
In October last year, we went to Rome. It was beautiful, Russ. Wrote a book called Rocky to Rome.
Mm.
So, about my travels, my anxieties, my feelings, everything that Murray go through, going
exactly.
from small town to this big old place that we learned about in high school,
High five on the Pope.
And then from that, I got the opportunity to speak on issues that were affecting our food systems. And my issue I chose was about the coral extraction of corals in areas on the Great Barrier Reef, especially my country down PCCC, also up here, Cairns and Townsville area. We have coral operators, brother, who are non-Indigenous.
Mm.
And we have coral operators that just go on there and they take, coral from the reefs to make 100% profit with nothing going back into the community,
yes.
to mob. Coral is an important part of our cultural identity. It's the home of our stories, our songlines, our identity. And without coral, we have no natural habitat for marine life. Without that, you got no way that we can practice our cultural hunting and our practices and songlines. So with all, you know, it all acts as a cascading effect. You take one thing away, it takes everything else away, leading back down to our cultural identity. And without cultural identity, well, then Australia has just lost its oldest living culture.
Exactly.
You know, and to be a traditional owner of the reef is something unique and that I'm proud of. And when I was overseas, one of the presidents from the youth at the youth forum from Dominican Republic came up to me after my speech and said to me, "I didn't know that that those Aboriginal people on the reef or in water. I thought you all lived at Uluru."
I was like, well, how?
Does this fella not know this, you know? So being able to go to Rome you know, place where I just spent 2 weeks virtually in New York, you know, working full-time, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then going on to do 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. for 2 weeks straight to still represent, you know, I couldn't go over to New York at the time, so I joined in virtually. So, you know, to be able to make sure that Aboriginal people in Australia and on the Great Barrier Reef have that voice over there to make sure, you know, hey, We have issues in our sea country with our water. I was just forever grateful for that opportunity. And I hope that I'm doing mob proud.
Exactly.
Myself and my family, my people. And, or you know, the most important is the Great Barrier Reef. I hope I do the Great Barrier Reef proud.
Yeah, to Deadly Brother, you give a different meaning than to being a ranger. We're talking about looking after country, protecting country, but also being an activist for country, as well as educating the people of the world about the First Nation people on this big island, brother.
Did I bore you, brother? Did I put you to sleep?
Yeah, you there, cuss? No, I lost you there.
You there?
Yeah, we'll try and get you back. That's Malachi Johnson. Lost him there. We'll try and get him back. He's a ranger and then talking at the UN in Rome last year and now going back. And he's the representative for the South Pacific. So fantastic. We'll get the brother back and continue that yarn. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. You there, Malachi?
Yeah, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, good, brother. Sorry. Thank you. Welcome back. I was asking the question, brother. You give a different meaning now to ranger, not only working on country, looking after country, protecting country, but also an activist as well and an educator, educating the people of the world about our beautiful culture on the big island, brother.
Yeah, brother. I think, you know, country's our first teacher. And because we're the boots on the ground, we're the first students to get the lessons from country, and it's our responsibility and obligation to make sure that we're the voice for that teaching and to create that awareness. And, you know, range is no more just about doing labour. It's about exploring those academic career pathways as well. It's about, you know, we're diminishing that, you know, Murray's going to university kind of thing. You know, we've got Indigenous rangers, but also Indigenous scientists, environmentalists.
Yes.
You know, so it's more than just being a ranger. We're changing the system, brother. We're changing the system.
No, fantastic, brother. You're leading from the front. And the fact that you're a representative for the South Pacific as well, brother, it's good to see the work that you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. And I believe you're catching up and having a yarn with the boys from Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel later on this afternoon.
Yeah, bro, we sure are. We have a company called Reefcast, which is a podcast, TO-owned podcast on the Great Barrier Reef, capturing stories of all the TOs, brother. So hopefully we can get you on there one day, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Return the favour.
My mentor, you in Rome, but first let's do the podcast. Too deadly, brother.
Go on, Mbala. Too deadly.
We'll catch up soon, my brother. All the best to you, Malachi Johnson.
Take care, brother. Thank you.
See you, brother. Beautiful yarn, deadly yarn there with Malachi Johnson, who is a ranger all the way from Rockhampton, and look, just got so in depth with the job, and there's more, adding more meat to the bone. He thought he'd go further in regarding studies of the area and also talking up for First Nation people, especially rangers working on country, and ended up being a spokesperson and a representative for the South Pacific. And he talked at the UN in Rome last year, and they've invited him back. So two days. Leading from the front. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Gather round, people. Let me tell you a story. An 8-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Glengarry were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, her debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Lingari Kumanda Pampun Tawia Palum Pangura Pirun Pakwia Vesti to Pirukurtu Wankanyi Vincent Mani Muno Dallas Unkunjiki Django. From little things, big things grow. From appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. That was the story of Vincent Lingari, but this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and stand in the law.
From little things, big things grow. Electric Fields here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Someone, good morning, brother. How are you?
All right, thank you, brother. I want to say, I get out to a show up on Choke Up, brother. Get out to your guy and Graham Brady, brother. For old fella, you know, old fella, pass over there, brother. Old fella, Alfie.
Condolences.
Yeah, he go back a long way, brother. And thank you all. Thank you, new family, for keeping us old fella, you know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, he go back a long way. Thank you, Ken's Post, for paying tribute to old fella, you know. Thank you very much, Ken's Post. Brother, I comment on some of the things I enjoyed. I enjoyed your yarn with Katrina Carroll, brother, and I enjoyed your yarn with Sergeant Grandelay on gaslighting.
Yes.
I'm a public comment at the end of the track. And, brother, I did tell you, finish this yarn about my auntie. Her maiden name was Cape Bedford. When she went to the town, when all those people were sent away, or a countryman, or Obama, some went to Borobinda. I didn't finish the yarn, but Stephen Ambruster, he's one of the investigative reporters, and he found out the real reason, what he found it was the real reason, was because the Americans wanted to put an airstrip there at Cape Bedford, then they move over to Ophir, brother, and hopefully people that are listening, or Obama listening, they can pick me up on that and correct me. Brother, I'm with Lydia Thorpe, brother, and I'm with her now. I'll vote informally, brother. Brother. Big shout out to brother. Hope you get well, brother. Back Sam Bacco, brother.
Big Sam, yep.
But I'm talking about old fella. Alf Neely, go back a long way with old lady Bungsu, Sam Bacco, brother, Evelyn Scott.
And Evelyn Scott, yes, Mom, Dr. Evelyn.
Old lady Evelyn, when we went to town from Palm Island in 1969, and that's when they got into, Mum got into black politics. But separately from the state of origin, Sam Bacco, because I like his line with you on the program, and he said, you know, football was not as important to him as our struggle for our struggle, brother.
Yes.
And one of the things I would finish with is, too bad, you know, like three times a year, we're allowed to discriminate against people because of the color and because
yeah,
of the
true.
People
blue
of
maroon.
Their own flag, brother. But I'll say go the maroon, brother.
Yes.
And it's a pity, brother, that that spirit of understanding, you know, like it's not held when we talk about our struggle with mainstream Australia, brother, different coloured people, different flag. It's clear that spirit of understanding is not there. And even though the journalists would say there's war, you know, like there's before there's bloodshed and all that kind of thing, and they promote it by saying they're going to be, a war, tribe against tribe and all that kind of thing, mate against mate.
Yeah.
But the spirit and the journalists don't do that. Mainstream anyway, brother. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for letting me share, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with someone, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program here live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you for allowing us to get across the airways, across the big country, the big island, and also a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the big island to Daily Black Network. 2012 signs off for today's program, but back in the hots again tomorrow. And that, thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. So take care, you mob. Too deadly.